Yeah, I got up pretty close to the Capitol. I wasn't part of the people that stormed the Capitol. I got to the Capitol steps. I did get a little bit of tear gas. But there was not any violence all day. The people that went inside the Capitol people was an isolated group. It was one small group. So
Got it.
I'm actually disappointed that all these lawmakers and all these people everywhere are talking about all this violence when there wasn't all this violence. It was isolated incident.
So the president has called on protesters to go home, is what he said. Is that.
Yeah, and I'm in my car and I'm getting ready to get on the highway.
Got
So
it.
we're going home.
Do you have any message to Northampton County Republicans for how they should interpret what they're seeing on TV today?
Well, I mean, obviously, I do not support violence. However, it was an isolated incident. And the violence I did see was the Capitol Hill police tear gassing patriots who weren't doing anything wrong. Patriots just standing on the lawn of the Capitol were being tear gassed for no reason. So, you know, my message to them is to, again, to weed through the news and don't listen to the fake news or the fake media. Because the violence was small and was isolated. There was a million people there. There wasn't violence all day.
Understood. There's a small percentage of those who are actually inside the Capitol right
Yeah,
now.
it was such a small group. I don't even know. Was it two people I heard?
No, I think it's clear from the picture there are hundreds of protesters inside the Capitol building.
Okay. So it was, but anyway, they're allowed to be in the Capitol building. Okay. We own the building. That's our building. We're allowed to be in that building. We shouldn't be doing anything violent. And we should be behaving, but we're allowed to be in the building.
Okay.
I own as much of the Capitol building as Vice President Mike Pence does.
Although probably storming the doors and,
Didn't
forcing
storm
the
it, but
ways
I'm just
in.
saying they have a right to be in the building.
What is the sort of outcome that you hope for as the days move forward?
The outcome is we want a new Republican Party. We're never going back to the old Republican Party. Never. We want a new party, a Patriot Party. We want the Republican Party to come our way or a new party. Out with the old Republicans.
And let me ask you, do you accept that Donald Trump will no longer be president as of the 20th, that Joe Biden will be presumably sworn
No, I
in
do
on the
not,
20th?
because Donald Trump did not concede and will never concede. And we didn't lose, we won.
So are you expecting that the Congress will not certify the election and there will be no transition of power in the United States?
I mean, I don't know that they're going to do that or not going to do that. I'm just saying they shouldn't.
What is the outcome you'd like to see?
Well, I'd like to see Donald Trump as serve a second term as president of the United States.